live at 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord. Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II.
Challenging time for many different reasons. Our young people getting ready to go back to school, teachers, staff, all of these others who have certain challenges that they are sure to meet, and even believers going through some things. I have a word for you today. It's no new word, but I pray that it is some new revelation for you. Philippians 3:14, and it begins, I press. You may be seated. I just want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I press. Turn to another neighbor and say, I press. If you don't want to talk to them, talk to yourself and say, I press. Hallelujah. Paul gives us this word, my brothers and sisters, and we know that we're pressing for not just any cause, but for the prize of the high calling. That's important for this Christian journey. It is going to be the means by which and through which we actually learn how to press for everything else that's worth pressing for. When you come into the purpose of understanding why you are here, why God has so called you into human history at this juncture, to know that there is a purpose that he is dealing with you, has called you and designed you. All of these things are necessary to know, as Paul makes clear and puts things in its proper perspective. It's important for us to recognize and realize that if you want the best from God, you're going to have to press for it. See, a whole lot of us think that God's just going to rain the blessings from heaven. He's just going to pour out money from heaven. He's just going to open doors and do all that from heaven. And yes, he is, but it's going to be with our participation in the things that he has assigned for us to do. Now, there are some things that I love about this word. Let me just back up to verse 13, where he says, brethren, talking about believers, I count not myself to have apprehended. Listen, I have not gained access to, I have not gotten hold of. He says, now this, he says, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. He sets a principle in place here by helping you to understand before you will ever be able to attain or obtain or gather or gain whatever it is God truly has for you, there are just some things you're going to have to do for yourself. He makes clear, know where you are. I'm not yet where I'm going to be.
All right.
I recognize where I presently am. Why is this important? Because you can't start where you're not. You have got to know where you are to know where you need to start from and what you need to do from where you are so that you can provide for yourself a clear view of the prize and what it takes to attain that prize. See, a whole lot of us have got, you know, thoughts of grandeur and think that we are where we aren't and think that we can do what we cannot do. They're just some reality checks we've got to put in place. First, we've got to look at where we are, see that, know that, understand that, because it is from this point that we're going to have to apply the necessary pressure, the necessary strength, the necessary focus to get to where we need to be to receive what God has for us. So then when we recognize that, there are just some things we've got to stop remembering. Yeah. Some things we've got to forget about. Some things we've got to let go. Some things we've got to let alone. Some things we have got to choose no longer to think about. Forgetting those things, and Paul tells you where they are. Behind,
that's it.
Meaning you've already experienced.
Yeah.
Meaning it's already happened.
Yes,
meaning it's already passed.
Yes.
So if it is, then leave it alone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Forgetting those things which are where?
Behind
you. What experiences that hinder you right now, that bother you right now? Every time you revisit, every time you walk back down memory lane, it messes with you. You need to leave that alone.
Yes,
behind you. Why behind you? Because you don't have to focus on it if it's behind you. See, stuff behind us can be put in front of us if we focus on it. It could have happened. It may be past, but if we are still remembering it, it is present. And how many of us have taken stuff from the past and made it last? See, my hair in the past, saw some pictures the other day. Beautiful hair, the hair curly. Johnny. All over. Matter of fact, the hair grow better in my ears now than it grows on my head. I had to go and cut it all off because I realized that was the... I can talk real about me. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was trying to hold on to it. I was doing everything I could do to hold on to that little hair. Till one day I recognized it's gone. Leave it. Matter of fact, let the rest of it, yeah, go too. I feel so much more handsome now. I sure ain't got more problems in the morning trying to worry about that stuff. Man, I used to fry it, dye it, spray it, lay it. And it just was never right. Because it was gone. I'm trying to give a helpful holy hint to some others. There are some things you've got to realize its season has passed and gone, and you've got to forget about that. And begin to focus on now and after now. Look at what he goes on to say. He says this, and this is so important. After I forget those things which are behind, and conjunction tying together what I do next, reaching forth unto those things which are before. In other words, I no longer have a multiple focus behind and in front. I have a singular focus. I'm looking on that is before me only. I'm leaving all of the mess, all of the trouble, all of the trials, all of the tests, all of the issues behind me, and I'm focusing only on my future. Listen to that as well. And the first two words of the 14th verse gives us a helpful holy hint as to what we should do. He says, I press. Now listen, this is the foundation for the rest of the verse here, for what follows beyond these two words. I press. The first thing that we need to recognize is in these two words, he's dealing with personal preference. See, because a whole lot of folk want stuff, but they don't want to do stuff for it. They want it to fall in their laps. They want it to be free-flowing into their lives. They don't want to be accountable or responsible. They don't want to seek it. They don't want to work for it. They don't want to reach for it. They don't want to do anything for it. They just want it to happen for them. Listen to this. First of all, you've got to recognize the prize itself, because it is the worth of the prize that makes you press. Listen to me well. If you know the prize is worth your sacrifice, if you know the prize is worthy of all that you go to gain it, to attain it, to reach it, to have it, to discover it, you know that it is worth everything that you yourself must do. You can't expect others to give you the prize if you really know what the prize is worth. You recognize, listen to this, if you want the prize and you want it now, you've got to do some things for yourself. So if I know this is a prize and God has shown it to me, he's revealed it to me, I know my place, I know my position, I know my authority, and God, I'm ready to move in that place, then that means I've got to stop sitting around and waiting for things to happen. I've got to make some things happen. And see, that's the difference between those people who really get a focus on the future and on their prize. They can't sit there on their hands and look around waiting for something to happen. They've gotten just a glimpse of the glory that shall be revealed, and it's like, I can't wait. I want what God has for me. Lord, what must I do to have mine now? It's a personal prayer. Everybody here who knows the Lord, loves the Lord, may not see him and know him like you. And so you can't be moved by the crowds and the peer pressure and those who have not gotten a glimpse of their future like you've gotten of your future. You've got to make it personal. And then you've got to prefer to do your part rather than waiting on things to happen. Do you know how nerve-wracking it is to wait on stuff to happen when you're ready? Listen to this. Especially when you can make it happen faster. I keep telling you, God gave me this revelation years ago. We are not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Now, if we wait on him, listen to this well, and we do everything that we're supposed to do, we will get it in time. But if it's yours, mine, and I know my rights, I know my responsibilities, and with doing those, I will receive the reward, I don't have to wait because I have the ability to move forward into faith and begin to receive what has already been earmarked, designated, set aside, reserved for me. And God just wants to know, how bad do I want it? And if I want it bad enough, listen at this. He uses some illustrations in the word that shows that if you sit back with a goody-goody two-shoe attitude, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord, that you will be old and gray if then that day you get what's coming to you and you won't be able to enjoy it. Look at the prodigal son. He didn't wait till his father died to get his. He knew what was rightfully his had already been reserved for him. He was already to inherit. And he said, listen, let's forego all of this here. Give me the stuff that belongs to me. Then look at the answer and what Jesus gives us, another illustration. The kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. There's some people who realize a good deal, and while you sitting down there praying, Lord, I want a good deal, they see a good deal and they skip you in line and get ahead of you. And you, well, I'm just waiting my turn. I don't know why they're skipping me in line. You sitting there complaining, they're there collecting. Listen to me well. There are some blessings God's not holding up. You are holding up by not operating in authority, recognizing the prize, and pressing toward what you know is yours. You can't wait for all the doors to open. Sometimes you got to say, I've been knocking long enough. I've been ringing the bell long enough. I've been calling long enough. It's time to kick this door open, because what's behind it? I'm not talking about doing something illegal. I'm talking about taking authority over yours. It's already your privilege. Jesus has already given you the keys. But you're so used to the world system, you're waiting for you to walk up to the door and it just automatically opens for you. And it doesn't always happen that way. And there are some things you're going to have to believe in the faith realm to get. It must be a personal preference for you to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ. You got to do something. Tell your neighbor, you got to do something. Stop waiting on everybody else to do something for you. Stop letting the devil put yielding and fearing in your spirit. Well, what's going to happen if I do that? I'm going to get what I'm going after. Y'all catch that when you wake up. Well, what happens if I don't get what I go after? Well, that means you need to go after it again. The world says, if at first you don't succeed, try, try, and whatever it takes until you succeed in that that you know is yours. Personal preference, say personal preference. See, some of you might need to change your personal preference from this day forward and make it your own responsibility to bring the rewards of the Lord into your own life. Whatever it is you're seeking, whatever it is you're desiring, it may be some things that God has shown you, has said to you, it is yours, you're going to have it, it's what he desires for you, but there's some things you're not doing that God requires you to do to get it into your own hands. And so you got to change your personal preference to others doing it for you to I press. Can I tell you, if you don't press, what you'll be? Wrinkled. I know it's corny, but I just had to throw that out there. You can't wait for everybody else to press for you. You got to get your stuff together yourself. See a whole lot of wrinkled Christians on Sunday morning. Ain't no pressing going on. Now let's move from the I, which is the personal preference, to the word press itself. And this is important because this represents a purposed place. Somebody say purposed place. I press is a personal preference, and this is a purposed place. Only the people who press are in this purposed place. I'm not pressing for nothing. I'm pressing for something. I've got a purpose for why I'm going through what I'm going through. I have a purpose for my sacrifice. I have a purpose for what I am doing now. And yes, there are some things that are uncomfortable about being in this position, but I know I am closer to my reward because I have purpose to get out of my comfort zone and reach into that place that pulls me to the place where I need to be to have what God has for me. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you make up your mind about doing what God wants you to do, you first need to realize it's going to discomfort you before you are comforted. You're going to have to let go of the norm, the natural, the stuff that feels good, the stuff that's comfortable for you. And you're going to have to go into that place that you're unfamiliar with, that place that is a strange place, that place that just doesn't feel right. And it shouldn't feel right because you oughtn't live there. You're on the way through there to what God has for you. My brothers and sisters, every part of this pressing process means that you have a part to play. Listen at this. You bring the future closer, faster, when you press toward. You are not waiting on time to happen. You are doing what is necessary to speed the reality of what you would get in time by bringing it through faith into the now by pressing toward it. And listen at this. Everybody's not going to press. and everybody's not going to get what God has for them, because it's a purpose place. Let's break press down if you don't mind. The very thing about press, P, is it means literally that you have to push yourself. Tell somebody, if I'm gonna press, I gotta push myself. This is nobody else pushing you. Listen at this. This is you pushing you. See, because if other folk push you, you'll get tired of them pushing you after a while. Listen to me well, because this is real. That's like when you lose weight because you want to get somebody else's attention.
What you say?
And even after you lose weight, they say, and? And then you go back and get larger than you were before because you were doing it for the wrong reasons. But if you say, I want to tighten myself up, I want to get my health together, I want to look good for me, then you will push yourself to limits you would never push or be pushed by other folks' limitations. So listen at this. When you push, it is you pushing you to the limits that you know you have. Others can never know your limitations like you know your limitations. And so the first thing about push is you, about press is you push, you push, you push yourself. You will do it at times you won't do it for other people. You will do it in ways you wouldn't do it for other people. You will do it because you know the end result is going to be worth it. Now, not only do you push in press, but aura you reach. Listen at this. Because everything in you is pushing you to reach beyond you for the stuff that is before you. And when you start realizing it's almost so close I could touch it. Listen, I've got to do my part in reaching out beyond, again, my place of comfort and where I am presently situated, which means it moves me out of my comfort zone. And if I'm looking to reach it, I've got to go beyond myself, pushing and reaching toward the very thing itself. All of that gives me momentum toward what I'm seeking. When runners are running and they're getting close and they see that finish line, don't you see them reaching forward, leaning forward, reaching out forward as they're running, because all of this gives them forward motion. Without you reach, listen to this, you are steadily doing more that brings you out of your comfort zone. You extend. See, pressing causes you to extend again beyond the norms of your existence. See, a whole lot of us can't grow because we're not willing to extend. See, pressing will cause you to extend your mind, extend your experiences, extend your situations beyond what you've known and experienced in the past, because God opens you up for greater things. And when you extend yourself, when you extend your faith, when you extend your mind for God to expand them, then you begin to see yourself as God sees you, not how the world sees you. How many times have the world, or has the world placed you in a box, or in a certain situation, or read your future and condemned your future? Said you were nothing, were never going to be anything, amount to anything, achieve anything, accomplish anything, and you fell for it. How many of you were born on the wrong side of the tracks? Born in the hood, born in the projects, born on the lower side of the totem pole, and yet you have, by the grace of God, exceeded the place you started when your starting point was not your ending point, and you saw there is better than where I am if I extend myself beyond this place. Some of us don't recognize, my brothers and sisters, we're not really willing to extend ourselves. But notice all of these words: push, reach, extend. There's another one: stretch. Because stretching gives you the flexibility to be able to be the best you and to do it with less or minimal hurt or pain or damage. Runners who are going to run, folk who are working out, etc., have to learn how to stretch their muscles and their bodies first, because if you just jump out there running, you can hurt yourself and do irreparable damage and repair to your body. You've got to learn that stretching you helps you to be more flexible, so when the enemy throws stuff at you, you don't have to just be hit and fall, you can duck. You can bend up, you can move, you're flexible. You in the fight. If you can't stretch and move with some sense of flexibility, you just bam, right there, because you can't do nothing. You can't even move beyond, men may think you're right there, but if you extend it further out with some, you're stretching beyond what folk think you are, where the enemy thinks you are. Stretching helps you to get in that extra little bit that many times wins the fight for you. Stretching, because here's what you need to realize. The enemy says you can't reach but thus far. Now that's the reach, that's not the stretch. When you stretch, you're bending everything you've got toward, giving an extension to your stretching. And many times, listen again, your muscles would help elongate that stretch out to another place. And that's important, because stretching you helps to bring you to a new level and place. Ralph Waldo Emerson said about a man's mind this, that once a man's mind has experienced new dimensions, it can never go back to the original again. Once you are stretched out of shape, you better get ready to live on a higher level. Because can I tell you, living on the lower level won't ever work right again. Ever had anything that had elasticity? And you stretched it? Let's use socks. If you stretch socks and pull them and stretch them and pull them, sooner or later it loses its elasticity, its ability to grip your leg. If it loses the ability to grip your legs, what does it do on your leg? Socks all around down your ankles. Because it can't go back to the original again. So stretching pulls you out of that place where you formerly lived, in your former thinking, in your former existence, and you really can't go back there and live there if you went back there again the same way. And the last S in press is
Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.